Oh, good. Thank you. Oversimplified, you exchange your assets with a contract trust organization for certificates. The trust itself then owns both legal and equitable title to the assets. After the trust is created, you may apply for a tax identification number from the IRS so you can open a bank account in the name of that trust. And that part of our service is applying for that tax identification for you. No gift taxes are paid because no gift was made. You do not own the contract trust organization. You personally no longer own the assets. You and your family members or associates may be appointed trustees who manage, control, and direct the desired benefits of the contract trust organization's assets. This is a mouthful, isn't it? This provides excellent asset protection and eliminates probate and inheritance issues. Most trusts are created in contemplation of death as opposed to the contract trust, which is created in contemplation of life. The trust has a limited life of 25 years, and it is renewable every 25 years. You will die, but the trust will not. In the event of a trustee's death or incapacity, the successor trustee assumes his or her duties immediately. There is no waiting, no filing, or court approval necessary. Your trust certificate becomes null and void, and a new certificate must be issued by the remaining or successor trustee. The best way to protect and preserve assets is to give them up while retaining all control. This concept of non-ownership is sometimes a little difficult to comprehend, but think about it. Why own assets when someone can own them for you and you still get to play with them? That someone else is the contract trust organization. It is a legal entity created from common law. You know, many of us have been advised to hire transition teams to assist us with managing our money. While it may be premature to start interviewing people at this time, you may want to consider personal bankers, relationship managers, humanitarian advisory teams, as well as wealth management teams, trust management teams, IT teams, medical and health advisory teams, real estate specialists, legal and tax specialists, and security teams, which is what we're really going to be talking about today. Some time ago, I read A Matter of Security, which I found very interesting. While the author spoke mostly about personal security, I really liked his preface to the article, so I would like to share that with you today. For myself, like many of you, having financial wealth will be something of a new concept. We have seen wealth in movie stars, sports heroes, and the wealthy elite alike, but have never experienced this wealth personally. If you're like me, you will say to yourself, I would never trade my soul for a single dollar, if that is being what wealthy means. To many wealthy people in the public eye, wealth equates to power, notoriety, and influence. The money becomes secondary to those things that they work so hard to achieve. Their status and image must now be maintained through greed and indifference, not through love and compassion. But for those who are reading this publication, your wealth is based on the humanitarian perspective where ego has no place. There will be those who wish to take away what you have so long hoped to possess for their own greed and power. Therefore, you need to change the way you currently live and think to protect your newfound wealth so that you can help people through your foundations and charity. I mean, I thought that was very well put, which is why I decided to add it here. So this brings up a couple of issues, financial security, with which we can assist you, and personal security. The common law contract trust that we provide will protect your assets from those who wish to take it away from you. You know, I think most of you feel, as Jim and I do, that we all need a certain level of security and privacy. And you know, we've heard about NDAs, not to say anything to anybody about the source of our newfound wealth or amount you have. And, you know, this may seem like a well-duh moment, but while you may be closed-mouthed, your kids, your family, even your neighbors and coworkers may not be. For your own protection, the best thing is to zip your mouth on how much you have and don't expose yourself with unnecessary luxury. People do notice. If someone asks for money, tell them all my assets are in trust. I will have to ask the trustees. They don't need to know that you are the trustee. No matter how well protected you believe you are, someone wants to take something from you. There are three things a criminal wants from you: your possessions, your innocence, or even your life. Sometimes they take all three. Don't make yourself a target. Tim, would you like to add something to that?
Yeah, what a morning, okay. All right, let's just go forward. Let's It's my pleasure to introduce to you guys to Radon Tactics. It's operated by Frank McCray. He's a former head of the U.S. Army Special Forces Advanced Reconnaissance Target Analysis and Exploitation Technical Course, and there's a long acronym there, I'm not going to even try, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He was then assigned as an instructor to that at the Special Warfare Center and School in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He was promoted and became the NCOIC, I guess that's the commander, of the course and awarded for having the highest graduation rate for the course in his 20-year history. He's the real deal. If you need security, and you will, Post-RV, this is the company that I would suggest you be using. I know I'm going to certainly be using them. We're going to have a five-week Zoom call on Tuesday starting, I believe, on the 5th of April. I'll let everybody know in advance. And it'll be about a 1 hour, maybe a 2 hour. I don't know yet. We haven't come up with all the details. We're going to work together as a team to get that ready for you people. So it'll be about 10 days. We'll have that first call, and then we'll have one a week, I believe, for 5 weeks. All of these calls will be on our website for our clients. Now, they're being very gracious in working with us, even though none of us really have the assets to do anything about that yet. But they're willing to sit down with us and help us get educated and get ready for the big event, and then they'll be available for us. We had an interesting meeting with Frankie on the phone the other day, and one of the things he said that really caught my ear and my attention was that he can do an evaluation of all your existing neighbors and find out if you have any issues in your neighborhood that you maybe not be aware of that you should be aware of. Maybe somebody with a criminal background or somebody's been in jail recently for robbery or something like that, whatever it may be. So they can do that. And if you're getting ready to move into a potential new neighborhood, they can do the same thing for that neighborhood. There's a lot of people bringing to the forefront, and we have somebody bleeding in here.
I hear an airplane.
Yeah. I don't know where that one's coming from. I think I found it. I did. Okay, going forward now. Back to Frankie. The whole program that he's put together here is designed to help us in every facet of our lives, not just in our business life, our social life, but our children's lives, to protect them. It's going to be a situation where he's going to teach you how to be aware, how to, you know, where to go to get additional help if you need it locally, things like that. And then if you're traveling internationally, he can go there in advance and make sure where you're going is going to be safe for you. It's an amazing opportunity for us. So I'm really thrilled about bringing that on. Jim Martin Jim, I'm going to mute you. All right, Jim, you're that.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. It's definitely morning.
Good morning after the introduction, right? Everything,
yeah.
This is what we talked about at the last call a little bit. These gentlemen are out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, where the 82nd Airborne is, and everybody that's involved in Frankie's operation is a retired, what they refer to as an operator. They have skills and expertise beyond your imagination. And the real, as Jim has mentioned, the real purpose of this course is not to turn any one of us into a Rambo, but it is to assist us in recognizing there are things that we have not been cognizant of, that once these funds are received post-RV, we need to be aware of, such as if you wear, all of a sudden, we are all Johnny Lunch Buckets, and all of a sudden I trade my black rubber wristwatch for a nice flashy gold Rolex and so forth. I have just marked myself as somebody that has come into money. Same with the acquisition of a new car. Same with the acquisition of almost anything that's beyond what our present scope and lifestyle is. That having been observed makes us and our families targets. And the purpose of what Frankie and his group will be doing over this 5 weeks is to help us recognize what we should not be doing and what we need to become aware of that we may not have become aware of in the past to protect not only ourselves, but our loved ones, our children, and so forth. Hostage scenario becomes real easy. If you're not careful in a scenario like this, snatching your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, whatever, or a child, puts them in a leveraged position to get into your world. That's not what we want. That's not what any of us want. Frankie and his group certainly don't want to do that. And as Jim has mentioned, they have the ability to do assessments to help you determine how vulnerable you might be. So my suggestion is listen and take notes to what's going on during the Zoom calls. And then as we move down the timeline and we then have capital resources in our pockets to be able to engage Frankie and his group, they will be there. And you'll have a common denominator as to what they've talked about in these training lessons and then what you might need. That's about it there, Jim.
All right. Let me mute this guy. Okay. Yeah, I was busy trying to figure out this dashboard. Yeah, exactly. I was so impressed with the Zoom call the other day that I took copious notes. And then I went and did some research, found out more about them. And they sent me a bunch of stuff to look at, and I've been watching the videos and reading the material as time allowed. And it's well delivered. The training material that I've looked at was excellent. I just like these guys. I mean, there's just something about the way they handled working with Jim and I recently. It was just these are the real deal guys. These are the guys who we really, really need to have in our lives to keep our lives, you know, going forward. A lot of us, you know, for me, if you don't know, I'm disabled and broke my neck and my back, and I've had 9 surgeries. I feel like Humpty Dumpty, still trying to put me back together. And I'm a prime candidate for a kidnapping because I can't defend myself, and I certainly can't run. My whole left side is pretty much paralyzed. So I need that. I need these people. So I've often thought, well, okay, when the money comes in, I'm going to have to go shop for these people. Well, they showed up on my doorstep, thanks very much to Mr. Martin. And now that I've spent some time talking to them and watching the videos, they are definitely the real deal. So I don't know what else to say about it. Jim, got anything you want to add? Mr. Martin?
Well, he's unmuted now.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, I'm muted.
To what Jim just said, as I mentioned, these gentlemen are located in Fayetteville, right outside of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And if anybody was interested in substantially more in-depth training, you can go. I'm sure that Frankie would be able to host you down into the Fayetteville area, and you would be able to learn how to drive tactically. They have firing ranges and so forth down there. They can teach you how to use a handheld weapon, a handgun or a long gun, or anything that you might find yourself in the need of using. You name it, they can help you with it. As I mentioned in our last indicator call, the thing that caught my attention when I was looking to develop a security team was extrications. That means getting you out of a sticky wicket spot. I do have a client, I think I mentioned this also, and I won't belabor it, but I've got a gentleman that I'm working with who put together a 5-star hotel and a 5,000-acre animal reserve in South Africa. And when I mentioned this to Frankie, he made me aware of what Jim has already noticed. He says, you know, there's some bad actors down there, and what we can do is do a scan of the facilities, the areas that you're going to be in, your neighbors, the whole nine yards, and tell you what you have as it would relate to security risks. If indeed you put this project into the ground, we can supply you with the security force if that's what you need. I mean, this is a turnkey operation. And as Jim mentioned, I know from experience, and Jim is correct, we don't want to be contacting them until we have resources to be able to pay for what services we're looking for. We've had a scenario where an individual called in and said, you know, I'd like to do this and I'd like to do that. And these guys are used to working on a split-second notification and activation. And as it turned out, from that phone call, they had activated 2 aircraft and about 8 people. And that's not what we want them doing. We want them to activate only when we're able to secure the services. And they will be there, Johnny on the spot. That's what they do. They're used to doing it quickly. And I'm talking about heavy-duty, long-range logistical stuff on a moment's notice. So I don't know about most everybody else, but that's the kind of security team that I now have in place with these guys. And they will be interfacing with the they have security information they can provide for cyber security also. Most of us are not aware of what we've got to be aware of. Cybersecurity, your use of a cell phone, your use of a laptop, your location when you're using them, they can put us all in peril. They have a system that a number of us have become involved with, which secures our telephones, our cell phones, our basic Johnny Lunch Bucket cell phones, so that if I wanted to get in touch with Jim Knox about something, it would bounce that signal all around the globe like you see in the movies and so forth, and nobody would know where you are, and they wouldn't know who you are with just your basic cell phone. These are little things that we just don't think about today, that tomorrow we very well may need to be thinking about them. And this group, like Jim said, they are the real deal. They can do what they say they're going to do, and they can do it with prejudice if necessary. Jim, that's about it.
Well, you did a great job on that one. I don't know any more than that, really, on the next step for us. The next step, obviously, is to get the Zoom calls going and get everybody trained and aware of what they can do. And then once the money comes in, you know, you'll have some background, folks, about what you're going to need because you're going to go through this course, and you know what to ask for. And then they can, you know, jump in there, give you a quote, figure it all out, so on and so forth. But, yeah, I'm pretty jazzed about working with these guys because I know I can't take care of myself right now. So,
well, Jim, just to add.
I think it's a good thing for all. Go ahead, Jim.
Excuse me. I just wanted to indicate mention that they can tailor to your specific needs, like Jim has mentioned about his very specific need. They can tailor to that and give you 24/7 or 5 hours at a block, whatever you need, they can take care of. So keep that in mind, is that you will not have a scenario likely that they're not familiar with or that they cannot handle, and they would be happy to help if they can. Back to you.
Oh, okay. Right. I was going to say I think this is a great service that all of our clients should be considering. We all need help in one way or another. Like Jim may be disabled. A lot of you are not, but some of you have young children. Everybody has an issue of some sort. And even as I mentioned earlier, you may be good at keeping your mouth shut, but that doesn't necessarily mean your kids and your family and your neighbors will. So just something to consider, and we're happy to be able to bring it to you. In the meantime, I have something of a screen here in front of me, and I think if somebody just does star sick, I might see it and be able to call on you. So if anybody has any questions, now might be the time. I'm not seeing anything at the moment, but that doesn't mean anything.
I don't even know what to look for. I'm on the screen, too.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, this is. I've never seen the screen before in my life. Ever. This is almost like
the one, the big gray blocks, and then on the right hand side, all the.
Yeah, I've never seen. Okay, I just heard somebody. Who was it? Okay, I don't know who it was. Everybody here is. Okay. Well, that's not helping. I'm trying, folks. I really am.
Well, this is new. They just threw this in here on us, and we didn't know they changed.
No, I didn't get any email. I didn't get anything advising me of this. Okay, maybe here's one. This one person. Christine, have you done Star 6? Because you don't appear to be muted here. Christine B., you're online. Christine? No? Maybe you're Star 6 on your end? No, I'm sorry. I tried. I can say I really apologize for this, folks. This is terrible. Anyway, Jim, you have anything you want to add right now before we close?
No, I'm also watching the thing here, and Christine, I think, is trying to get with us, but her microphone is not working.
Yep. Let me try it here. Let me unmute, see if we can unmute her from this end. No?
Yeah.
No, not working. Let's see if I can find her over here. Christine, let's see. Switch Christine. Ooh.
Well, let's just go forward. this is a situation that I'm not familiar with at all. I broke into this, by the way. That's how I got it started. I decided to go push the button since Carol couldn't get it done, and I figured it out, and here we are. We need to sit down and go over this, figure out how to work it next week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No notification. Okay, I can't think of anything else to say. It's only 35 minutes into this call. I'm sure we should get somebody to say something else. Let's see if we get Raul here. Raul,
yeah, there
we're
going
to try and talk to you. Now, let's see, can I get it? Raul. Raul. Dang it.
It looks like he's still muted.
Huh. I mean, I muted them all, but now they can't.
I know, I see that one. Well, I don't know either. Oh, well.
Jeez.
Raul, yeah, if you can hear us, just for the sake of a test, even if you don't have a question. Oh, you're on.
Hello.
There he is.
Well, I'm very comforted by the security message that we got from Jim. And post-RV, I'm certainly going to take advantage of it. How do we pay these guys?
Well, that's what we're going to discover. What I understand is you enter into a contract, and then you just pay as time goes on for what you ordered.
Okay.
And then, of course, if there's an urgency or emergency, of course, that's a different situation. But most of us have a unlimited debit card when we get through this thing, so that won't be a big deal. So, anyway.
Okay, so the money that we transfer from the mother lode to the management trust will be the money, that's where the money will come with checks to the security people.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
You would probably have the ability to do wire transfers, which would be very quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I can do that. We'll do that. But thank you, Jim and Jim.
Yeah.
That's all right. That was my question.
Well, I appreciate
you
participating.
Okay. Let's see. Right. I did see another unmuted call here, and that was Jay. Jay, are you still there? Area code 347? Well, you were there a moment ago.
I might have muted him. I saw something pop up.
I just unmuted him from this end. Yep. Oh, well, folks, again, sorry. Here's an idea. If you have any questions about what we presented today, email either one of us. That way we'll be able to get an answer. So
hey,
pretty
much. Let's see if we can get Gary. Gary, I unmuted
you. I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I hear you perfectly.
Beautiful, so, thank you. Hey, Jim, that was a wonderful presentation, and the ability to do a survey of an area that we want to move to find out if there's anyone that is maybe an undesirable in that area, what an asset that is. That is absolutely incredible.
It is, and that's what caught my attention, because I plan on traveling. I want to have a place in a couple of other countries.
Exactly.
And I'll go down there and figure out where the safest place is for me to buy a property. And I think that one service right there is worth its weight in gold, because you don't know, especially going to a foreign country, you have no idea what you're walking into.
Exactly.
So, do a threat assessment for the whole town. If you're in a smaller town, they can do a threat assessment for your exact neighborhood. It's amazing what these people do. And after talking to these people the other day, for over an hour, I was so convinced they're the way to go, and so felt so at ease on the decision of using these guys. you, when you talk to Frankie, you'll understand what I'm trying to say. The guy is the real deal. He really is. So I think.
Well, I'm looking forward to using their service.
Yep, we all are. We're gonna keep them busy.
Jim,
well, thank you.
You bet.
Jim,
thanks for.
Jim.
Yep.
Just to let people be aware of the fact, we're talking about surveys for security here in the country. They'll do that out of the country also. Best example, when I spoke to Frankie about going to South Africa, he made me aware of the fact that they have a safe haven. It is a game reserve in Namibia. That the plan would be, in my scenario, to go to South Africa would be to fly into a location, get on an aircraft that would get me into their landing area at Namibia, and from there they would provide either the ground transportation or the air transportation, as well as all the support necessary to go from there to wherever we wanted to go with the resources, bodies, equipment, whatever else, to make sure that we're all secure while we're there, and then go back to Namibia and then back out. They've got resources all over this country and all over the world, just sitting on G, waiting on O to be able to get started in whatever your security need is.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, it appears we do have another caller. Keith, are you there? Keith?
Yes, hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
I just got on the call maybe about 5-7 minutes ago, so I just caught a little of what being said regarding the security. The question regarding that is, this particular company, where do they get their information on individuals from? Is it like an FBI database search they're privileged to, or can I elaborate on that some, or should we wait until we interview them?
Well, I don't have an answer for that. Jim, do you have an answer for that one?
Yes, I'm looking. Hang on, I'm checking it right now.
All right.
Okay. Great. Secondly, is it legal to set up a trust for this type of security protection?
Absolutely.
Can one do that? Okay, great. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, you bet. We can do it that way.
Great.
I've got an answer, Jim.
Okay.
If anybody is interested in taking a look at what these people are capable of, and this is exactly what I did, I had a friend that knew of them and referred me to them, Radon Tactics, RADONTACTICS, all one word, lowercase, .com. It was in that website that I was able to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll to see what kind of services they provided. And when I saw extrication, I said, boy, howdy, this is the group. I don't know about you folks, but if I'm in a place and I need to get out, I want to know that I can get out.
Yeah.
RadonTactics.com. Now, there is a contact button on there, and again, let me implore to you all, my suggestion would be don't call them right now. Study what they do, understand how they do it, and then once our funds are in place, we'll open an avenue directly for you to be able to get in as part of our group so that they'll know what the Radon group, Frankie and his group, will know exactly what they need to be thinking in terms of for your particular needs. So don't jump the gun on this. The purpose of this call and the upcoming seminars or little classes is to help you understand what you might need that you've not thought about and kind of wet your whistle and allow you to think. My suggestion would be get a specific pad, write all your notes, all your questions as it relates to your specific scenario, and then at the appropriate time, we will be able to open a window to you to get to these folks and not clog their system, and we don't look like knotheads trying to get services that we're not sure about what we're talking about. It'll all coordinate. Trust me, it will all coordinate.
Exactly. And so we're going to work a deal with these people to be able to identify, as Jim was saying, identify you as one of our clients. And I don't know exactly what that will entail as far as advantages, other than the fact that you'll get probably some type of priority service because we're a group coming to them, and they all want to, you know, make sure that we get taken care of. So
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be the only group I think that he's working with. This is the first time he's done something like this. I think you mentioned that the other day to me. Like, this is going to be fun. You got a good group. Well, let's go forward. So let's do it. Yeah, because my favorite saying is, we don't know what we don't know. And we don't know about security, and we don't know what we don't know about security. And that's where these people are going to step up and show us all of the things that they've run across through all of their training, what to expect and what they can do to either circumvent or fix or come get you or whatever it may be. I just don't know what to ask them. And that's why I wanted to have this Zoom meetings, five of them, I believe, is what we're going to have, one a week, starting on the 5th, I believe, of April, on a Tuesday. And we haven't set the time exact. It was going to be around 3 o'clock to 3:30 East Coast time, or West Coast time, I think. Is that what we're going to do, Jim?
That's close, yeah, in that range. We'll get adequate notice to everybody so that if you're unable to make that little podcast, the event will be recorded, and you'll be able to go to triplei.com, and you'll be able to pick it up right there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, can't think of anything else to add to that. I'm doing three things at once. That's why it's not like I'm fractured. I am. I'm monitoring this thing. I just can't explain well enough how comfortable I feel with these people. I mean, it's just beyond words. It's just something about it. So,
Jim, let me just add an item that we talked about. Some people are going to have substantially greater security needs than others, obviously. In the event one felt that they needed a higher level like Jim, they would be able to assist in ordering a specific vehicle for you that, if necessary, had some armoring up, run flat tires, things that will allow you and or your people that are with you to get out of a bad situation were it to come up. Now, that is a nice little bonus. I didn't know that they were able to do that until I heard them say that. They're going to be, as we move down this timeline, there are going to be interesting little components like this that we're going to find out they have the capability of doing. I do know, with me living in Raleigh and them in Fayetteville, that if I wanted them to come do, and I just got through buying a house after they told me that's not a bad neighborhood, but I want to know what I need to do to make it safe for me and my family. They can help do that and share the resources to get it done. And that's from people that do it for a living in bad, bad places. That's what I like about what they're doing, and yet it won't be visible to the naked eye. You have your friends over for a ball game, they'll have no clue how safe they'll be in your place. So, and these are things we're not thinking about right now, but we will be thinking about them in the very near future. So this is to do nothing except whet your appetite, get you thinking, make your notes as to the questions that pertain to you that you need answers for, and then we can ultimately make sure that you get your answers. Back to you, Jim.
Yeah, exactly, and thank you. What that part of that conversation was, the other part that he didn't mention, it was I was asking about a car. I want a specific type of vehicle, and I said, can you order me an armored vehicle? I said, well, you don't really need an armored vehicle. You just need to let me know what you may think you may get into, and I can teach you, show you how to get out of it, and we'll take your existing automobile. We may have to armor some of it, a little bit, but we can just give you, like Jim said, the run flat tires and a few other things. And I can teach you how to get out of a bad mess without deploying your airbags and all that stuff if you have to push your way out of it. Now, that was interesting to me. And, you know, that's the problem nowadays with these cars. You get a front-end bump, you know, the airbags deploy, you can't drive it, it stops. And you just have to learn how to get around those situations. And he assured me there's ways around it. And I thought, well, okay, cool. So instead of me spending $200,000 for an armored SUV, he can take my standard SUV and just tweak it and make it safe enough for me to get around on my daily stuff. So, you know, they're not only into teaching us how to protect ourselves, they're into doing it frugally, which is why, being Scottish, I like.
Really good.
Yeah. So just because I'm going to have a buttload of money doesn't mean I want to spend it all on a car.
So, there you go. So do you have any ready to close?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm ready to hang it up. I mean, okay. This has been a bad one today, but it's been a good call. We got a lot of good information out there. We'll have to sit down and go over this new platform, Carol, and figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
Because we'll be using it a lot. I have no other things to add other than I'm in Oregon still, unfortunately. And hopefully that will change shortly. So let me give you my information so, Carol, then you can figure out what you want to say last and get off. So
Hello. The
best way to get me, folks, is, well, first off, anything else we want to go over?
Carol?
Hello?
Carol, this is you.
That sounds like Una. Hi, Una. What's up?
Yeah, I have a question. I don't know if any of you can educate us on what this Basel III compliance and how it affects us.
I'm having a hard time understanding. Jim, did you get that?
I didn't get that. It's breaking up. Try it again, Una.
One second, let me... I was asking about Basel III compliance and how it affects us.
Basel III, you know, that has nothing to do with us, but it's going to obviously have to do with our money, as far as I know, and make it all gold-backed. Is that your understanding as well, Jim?
Yeah, we're going to be Basel III compliant instantly when they issue us the currency. As a matter of fact, the new currency, as I stated a couple weeks ago, the new currency's got two serial numbers on it. One serial number is the serial number of the actual note. The second serial number is the bar of gold that backs that note. So that would be totally Basel III compliant because it is backed by gold. We don't have to worry about anything at that point. So having the two serial numbers on there will tell you exactly where the serial number will give you the location and the actual bar of gold that's backing that note. So
okay.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
Does that help?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. All right, Jim, what's your phone number?
All right, just trying to get out of here. 866-341-6907. I work Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. I don't work weekend other than this. And... you can get all the way through security@indicatorinformation.com. And I think that's all I need to add, Carol.
Okay. Well, you know, for all of you, thank you for putting up with us today. Neither Jim nor I have any idea what's going on with Free Conference Call. They have obviously changed their platform because I've been on Free Conference Call for, I don't know, 8 years now, something like that. I've never seen this screen before. So... I do apologize. But thank you again for your time and attention and patience. My name is Carol Worlius. My number is 877-333-5018 or 206-915-4236. I am in Florida, and I'm available between 10 and 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. I also do not like to work weekends. The best way to reach me is by email, which is info@indicatorinformation.com. So have a happy and safe weekend, everybody, and go RV. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.